Just remember one day, hey, reggae music is love and unification. It's not about hate and discrimination. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. A lot of reggae artists and them are hypocrites. Music them sing, it is not fit. Bashing gay people, forget our credit. Talk about righteousness, that is a myth. Murder from them out, and that them a speak out. Killing gay people and lining their pockets. Yes, need to take a stand and stop their profit. Get up and protest the murder music. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. Every day me get up, this is my wish. Who's the ever sing it should be punished. Why reggae artists of this practice? If a girl a lesbian, them call her fish. Like the gay community, and them playground, using them music to beat them down. Reggae artists, on a better take a look around. Gays that take a stand, them tired that we get found. We need love, and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love, and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. We need love, and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love, and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. Before and after, after and before, love and unity used to come through the door. Now all we are here in case of today, boom, bye, bye, in a game on it. Murder music need to stop, it need to cease, like meat in a freezer, it need to freeze. Leave gears alone and stop by the dim. Remember that a game man can be your best friend. We need love and we need tolerance. Artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. When you are gay, you get stereotyped. No matter if you're brown, black or you're white. Reggae artists, you start to forget a hype. Bashing you with music, that is not right. The two communities, cool like a fridge. Reggae artists and kids, live on a ridge. I just war, 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 they don't have done that. Literally, if we broke down the wall and build up some bridge. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to be the tree, we need deliverance.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Michaela Kennan. So happy to have you tuning into Outbeat Music tonight for this extremely special pre-Pride show. Now as we head into Sonoma County's own celebration of Pride 2012. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I am especially excited to announce my guest for this evening, internationally known reggae artist and performer, Mr. Major P. Along with Tyrone Ingram, also an artist and performer, they are both with me here this evening in the KRCB studios. We'll be spending the hour with them. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk about the important topics of love, tolerance, and much, much more. Meanwhile, a big happy birthday week to Mary Moore Campagna, my engineer for this evening. And let's go right to Greg Moralia with the Outbeat News and Calendar.
Say it, say it, say it. Tell it like it is.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, May 13th, 2012. And a happy Mother's Day to everyone.
I have to tell you, as I said, I've been going through an evolution on this issue. I've always been adamant that gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
House Republicans retaliated for President Barack Obama's pro-marriage stance by passing a bill late Wednesday that would hamstring the administration when trying to speak out against the Defense of Marriage Act. By a vote of 245 to 171, the House attached an amendment to funding for the Department of Justice, barring it from using any taxpayer money to oppose DOMA in court. The administration had already stopped defending DOMA, leaving that instead to House Republicans led by Speaker John Boehner. In October, Boehner and the House Republican leaderships increased their budget for advocating DOMA in court from $500,000 to $1.5 million. When President Obama came out for marriage equality on Wednesday, he said legalization would remain a state issue. DOMA protects states where same-sex marriage isn't legal from having to recognize marriages of those residents wed in states where it is legal. DOMA also bars the federal government from recognizing any same-sex couple married in any state, which has a cascade effect on tax codes. Businesses such as Google and others have said it creates wasteful bureaucracy and is a burden to their bottom line. And here in California, San Diego will be the first city in the country to have a street named after gay civil rights activist Harvey Milk after a unanimous city council vote this last Tuesday. The two-block road leading up to the San Diego LGBT Community Center in Hillcrest will be changed from Blaine Avenue to Harvey Milk Street in honor of the late San Francisco supervisor and the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California. Councilman Todd Gloria, who represents the Hillcrest area, said, "This is a great day for pride in our community, our district, and our city." Well, not everyone is as happy as he is about the street renaming. Christian activist James Hartline was the only person to speak at the city council meeting in opposition to the change. He described Milk as a degenerate who did not deserve a street named after him. He said, "If this is what you want to name a street after, I want you to know the voters are watching." And here locally, Sonoma County is mounting its own local version of American Idol as a benefit for the Sonoma County Pride, and it's called SoCo Talent Idol. Novice Russian River sister Yoda Liohu selected SoCo Talent Idol as her project. Before a novice sister can become a full-fledged sister, he or she must come up with a project and generate the energy and ingenuity to see it come to fruition. Sister Yoda said, "This is your chance to let all of Sonoma County know how talented you are." The top scorers will perform at the fabulous Sonoma County Pride Benefit. Auditions happen 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday, May 15th at My Friend Joe, 1810 Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa, and from 8 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday, May 16th at the R3 Hotel, 16390 4th Street in Guerneville. Prospective contestants should come prepared with their own materials, props, music, or whatever they might need to impress the judges. The audition should be timed out to be no longer than 4 minutes. Winners will perform at the R3 Hotel on June 2nd during Sonoma County Pride. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. A suggested $5 donation benefits the sisters' operating fund. For more information, call 707-495-7393. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, May 14th at 7 p.m., the Spanish-speaking parent support group happens at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Tuesday, May 15th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. On Wednesday, May 16th at 5 p.m., the Youth Support Group meets at the Spectrum LGBT Center, 30 North San Pedro Road, Suite 160 in San Rafael. On Friday, May 18th at 10:30 a.m., the Sonoma Valley Seniors Group will gather at the Vintage House Senior Center, 264 First Street in Sonoma. And finally, on May 20th, Food for Thought, the Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank hosts the 17th annual Western Sonoma County Spring Home and Garden Tour. Tickets are $45 and are now available at the Food Bank in Forestville. You can learn more by going to their website at www.fftfoodbank.org. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. I respect your opinion, so please respect mine. No, it's a sign of the time. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing yet song. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing yet song. Me no walk in a posse, me no walk in a gang. Not because I'm a Jamaican. Me feel the cold pancakes and sing eight song. Me have me one of mine, me have me one of will. Me don't want nobody tell me claim me must kill. Me me go na bigger man and me a tell them no fe chill. We can have a conversation but me not change me mind. Your opinion is yours and a mine is mine. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never fall out no one but here man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never fall out no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never fall out no one but here man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never fall out no one sing it song. It's about time somebody talk the truth. And if they cut down the tree and destroy the roots, stop behave like bully and go on like brute. Oh no, can't beat me up and squash me like fruit. Come and now shout out, kill gay man. Them close them mind, look how them respond. Them say that me gay and I call me chichi man. Say shot me forget me defend gay man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here man. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing it song. Oh, me fi sit down and lie to myself. Close up my mind like back up myself. Eating and gear, me know it's not right. To me talk the truth, me start get a fight. Some say gunshot, I gun ya me eyesight. Them rather hear war, no to unite. Me no really care the truth, is an offense. That's the reason why them attack violence. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here man. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing it song. Me never do right, forget about us. Right to talk the truth, that's why them a fuss. Know that them know the game is up. Here's a fight back, them get nervous. Miss a major become, and them trying to fight. Put out them tune and trying to kill civil rights. Now the world a respond, and things look bright. More powers to kill with the truth, them right. I'm who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one but here man. I am who I am, only better understand. Nagawala on no one sing it song.
And welcome back. I'm Michaela Kennan, and you're listening to the reggae sounds of Mista Maja P. Both of the tracks you just heard, Love and Tolerance and I Am Who I Am, those from his latest CD release entitled Tolerance. Mista Maja P is an internationally acclaimed musician, composer, and now activist for gay rights and tolerance through his music as a reggae performer. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica. At an early age, moved with his family to Canada, where he claimed his passion as a musical artist. He later went on to become a 10-time nominee for the Canadian Reggae Music Awards and a 4-time winner, including Entertainer of the Year. Mr. Major P is the first ever reggae artist to release music specifically addressing the issues of homophobia and supportive of the LGBT community and experience. Mr. Major P and Tyrone, welcome to the Outbeat Music Studio. Sure.
Thank you.
Very, very glad to have you with us. Mr. P describes himself, he's described as a maverick of reggae. He describes himself as a well-rounded entertainer and actor and a very polite and humble Rasta man. And I can attest to that.
Thank you. Just
a pleasure to have you and Tyrone as well. Tyrone is a promoter. He is also an artist. He is also one of the stars in a number of the videos that have been put out by Mr. P. So let's talk about just more or less jumping right in. Why are these issues important to you?
Why these issues are very important to me because growing up in Jamaica, my community used to be very homophobic. I've witnessed a gay person getting assaulted in Jamaica, and it wasn't nice. So after I migrated from Jamaica and I came to Canada, I had gay friends in Canada. Then when I came to America, I had closer gay friends, and I realized that what they were talking about in Jamaica and what they taught us in Jamaica in the music and sometime in the churches, it was not right. So me having gay friends, I realized that they are just the same as me. Gay, straight, it doesn't matter. They are just the same as me, and I realized I've been lied to all these years. And I was tired of the bigotry, the discrimination, and the hate against gays. And I couldn't stand for it no more, so I said I had to do something. So I said, let me go out and do what I have to do. Let me voice my opinion. Let me be me, because I am who I am. And I knew when I did this, I got a lot of death threats. I got alienated from the reggae community. They started telling me that I am not Jamaican because I'm defending gays. I've been told not to come back to Jamaica. But that still doesn't stop me from going to Jamaica or speaking and telling people the truth about what's going on in the gay community, because gays are just like you and me.
Absolutely.
There is no different.
Absolutely. Let's play a little track. In 2010, you put out a release called Rights. Let's play a little bit of that.
You is a big man at 34 having sex with 10-year-old and 11 and 12-year-old boys. We are going to be against that.
Yo, King of Dancehall, listen this.
All right, well, a few technical difficulties on that. Suffice it to say that you then were the first reggae artist to specifically come out and address these concerns publicly.
Uh-huh.
Why was that significant? I think you've somewhat answered that, but you took a big step, and it was significant in the sense that so much hatred is directed at the gay community that you really, really did make an impressive step.
Uh-huh. And then plus, one of the reasons also, some of these reggae artists from Jamaica, they are very hypocritical, because they go to Europe and they come to Canada and they come to the United States of America. And sometimes, 95% of the time, the promoters who are keeping the shows, sometimes they are gay. And these reggae artists, they come, they take the money. And then they pretend, then they go back to Jamaica and they spread this false accusation and claim that they're not doing this and they're not doing that. And then it's caused this confusion in the community that people start seeing this, because a lot of people in Jamaica, they have never ever met a gay person. It's just word of mouth. And we need people to be aware that this is going on. There's too much hypocrisy going on in reggae music,
mm-hmm.
and it need to stop.
Tyrone, talk to us a little bit about reggae music as just a genre. What it tries to convey, who sings it, who's attracted to it.
Okay. Reggae music, reggae music is West Indian, Caribbean, it's more hip than what you would say a traditional calypso and other Caribbean genres of music. And it's very popular in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people like to go out and, you know, reggae dance the night away, you know. And for the most part, when reggae hit our shores, of course, by way of Bob Marley, it was love and unity and that what the vibe of reggae music was. And that it's still the vibe of reggae music. But over the years, you know, there's been what you would call subgenres of reggae that kind of branched off. Now you have dance hall, which is more like it would be to reggae what dance hall is to reggae what, say, hip hop is to soul,
mm-hmm.
or R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of, and it's kind of more dance hall is kind of sometime could be a, it could be a little X-rated. You know, it could be a little more edgy. You know, than normal, and you have a lot of fiery kind. You know, it's a little bit more fiery, and sometimes the artist could be a little bit more fiery.
Sure.
And and you got a lot of Jamaican culture that's infused in both reggae and in dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some things that are traditional that kind of you start. Hearing infused into the music. That's, you know, I mean, if something is traditional in another country and it's foreign to us, then that's just how we're going to receive it as foreign.
Right.
You know, and this is the case with dance hall and reggae right now in America, because traditionally in Jamaica, they're a little bit more. They're not as accepting of LGBT and again lesbian lifestyles and so on in Jamaica as opposed to in America.
Correct.
You know, and
well, and I'm glad you brought up this idea of the essence of reggae music being about love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, when the hateful and violent lyrics come out, are they directed just at gays, or does it transfer over to maybe a gang group that's a rival group, or is that even a fair question?
Some of the lyrics and by some of the artists. See, and this is where the misconception happens, because you have selected artists, but these artists happen to be very popular,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, it's kind of a monkey see monkey do thing. If this guy's popular and he has this as part of his act, and other people, hey, you know, I'm going to institute that and incorporate that into my act. It just so happens that this popular act, this popular artist's main part of his act is talking about the burning of with a Batiman, which is a derogatory term, mm-hmm. for a gay man or a gay,
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
So that had become like the norm.
Uh-huh.
Like it's almost like in hip hop, they say, raise your hand in the air and rave them like you just don't care. And everybody does that. Okay, well, they have something that's similar. But it says burn and chop down Batiman, burn Batiman and all that,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a few select artists that were doing that. But once they grew in popularity, so did that normal practice,
yeah,
on stage.
Yeah, that whole sentiment.
Yeah, and what it had done over a period of time, it started to hurt the music.
Yeah,
and it also started to hurt people.
Uh huh. We'll talk more about that as we get on into the show. Mm-hmm. And you've made some videos about gay bullying. Mm-hmm. And you were actually the star, weren't you, Tyrone?
Yes, thank you. I'll take my.
But so that first of all, was it a fun experience for you? And what has been the, how has it been received?
I'm quite well, because it has opened a lot of eyes. Because there's a thing on the web. I think Dan Savage did it. It Gets Better. Mm-hmm. So they have incorporated that video in there. It Gets Better. So a lot of people is starting to see that it's not only like Americans, because now they see that as a Jamaican and as a reggae artist, we are actually standing for something now, because they say reggae music never used to stand for nothing. So now they actually see us standing for something. They see that we are trying now to overcome what others has made bad for others. We are trying to show people that that's not the way. This is the right way, and we're trying to save lives, which is very important, because a lot of kids out there, they are very, very vulnerable, and they have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And when they're fighting with their inner feeling and fighting with themselves, and somebody comes along and bully them, they don't know what to do. So what they do, they go do suicide. And we cannot allow that. We cannot lose our youths because of somebody else acting dumb and not trying to help. Instead of they try to instigate and try to help. And we are trying to open people's eyes that being gay is not wrong. We're trying to show people that.
Yeah, let's play a little excerpt of that just to give people. They may have already heard it and not even really realized.
In the arms of the angel, far away from you, may they find comfort. Dear bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Dear bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Dear bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Dear bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you're a man or a woman. What I go on this me a mention. Gay bullying, no, 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 that is wrong. Too many young kids are that on a hide. Scared to be gay, taking for a ride. Lonely and desperate, nobody by them side. Crying out for help, nobody by them side. Tired to get the bully, them lose them pride. The only thing them option is commit suicide. Gay bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Listen. Gay bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Gay bullying is wrong.
It's wrong.
Listen to the words of my song. Gay bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Parents, parents, pay attention. Check on your child, find out what is wrong. If your child is withdrawn, ask question. Do not assume, look at their action. Mental bullying, a serious affliction. That is hate and discrimination. Gay bullying have to stop, we need to take a stand. To have gay feeling, that is not wrong. Gay bullying is wrong.
You hear me?
Listen to the words of my song.
It's wrong.
Gay bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention.
It's wrong.
Gay bullying is wrong.
It's so wrong.
Listen to the words of my song.
Listen.
Gay bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Look at Tyler Clemente and Asha Brown, Joseph Hoover and Billy Lucas, Seth Walsh and Brandon Dinner. These young men we need to remember. All of them are victim of gay bullying. Tyler commit suicide when them video in. Bullying gay teen should be a crime. We need a law in place. Adopt them to sign.
Just a reminder that you are listening to KRCB-FM in Santa Rosa. This is Outbeat Music, and we also want to remind you that we are in the middle of our spring pledge drive. We encourage your support. You can go to www.krcb.org/donate and make your pledge.
Your grandma and my grandma sitting by the radio.
My grandma said to your grandma, KRCB's OKDO. Hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
KRCB FM. 91.1 and 90.9,
KRCB FM.
Hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
And welcome back. We're talking with reggae artist Mista Major P, along with Tyrone Ingram, also an artist and performer who works with Mista Major P. We have been discussing the differences in cultures with respect to the Jamaican culture and our own, which actually is not so very different sometimes with regard to the LGBT experience and bullying and prejudices and the homophobia that exists and is so institutionalized within the culture and within the institutions within the culture. I wanted to kind of address that, you know, because when we think of the Jamaican lifestyle, we, as Americans, we think of party things and rum drinks and dances and beaches and yet Jamaica as a country is very deeply religious and is rooted in a lot of conservative thinking. Is the gay experience there much different than what it is here? If you're a gay man there, do you suffer harsher treatment than if you're a lesbian woman in Jamaica?
Well, in Jamaica, as a gay man, you'll have it harder than being a, it's more, Jamaica more accept women as lesbians than guys as being gay. For some reason, they're more prejudicial towards a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if they find out that you're, one of the things that I've noticed in Jamaica, when I used to live in Jamaica, I had a gay person, he grew up in my community, but they wouldn't, he would never be harmed. But if another gay person from another area who doesn't live in my area comes into my area, then he'll get armed. So it's strange. If you grow up gay in Jamaica and live in that community, they don't bug you.
Mm-hmm.
But once you come from another community and comes into that community, they'll hurt you, and it's strange. And if they know that you're a lesbian, they don't bug you. But if they know that you're a gay man, they'll hurt you, and they'll hurt you real bad.
Uh-huh. That's sad to hear. What about transgenders? Do they receive different treatment at all, or?
This is it the same in Jamaica. Uh-huh. It's the same. But the thing is, most transgender they tend to stay like uptown or more closely to you know, like the club scene here where it's well lit and they're more protected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder to really hurt a trans gender person than somebody who is openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll more go after that person. For some reason, there's some strange occurrences in Jamaica, what they accept and what they don't accept. Mm-hmm. In Jamaica.
Sure, sure.
A lot of it has to do with just miseducation.
Uh-huh. You we know, talked a little bit about that.
Yeah. I want to say that as an artist, you know, I mean, I'm open to a lot of things. And I perform anywhere. I mean, I just love to be on stage, you know. And I'll share this, that the first Pride, the first Pride Festival that they ever had in Oakland, I performed on. And that was probably about maybe about 7-8 years ago, maybe 9, who knows? But I know it was within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, you know, they revamped it, and anyway, it's going full steam ahead now. But the point I'm making is that when I performed there, there was no I felt no backlash or anything from the gay community. And this backlash that's coming out of reggae music and coming out of the gay community, where they're meeting head on, and this is something that just kind of came to a head in like the last few years, and it's kind of like really boiling over and kind of now, you know. But it really started coming to a head like these last couple of years, where in Oakland they have a music series that's called the Ragamuffin Tour. And last year, there's a popular artist named by the name of Capleton out of Jamaica that last year they removed him from the show amidst a lot of, you know, protest and whatnot. You know, they I mean, you know, the LGBT groups really came out in droves and they really, I mean, they protested and protested to where they had to actually take him off the show. But he is also one of the artists that promotes a lot of what we call murder music and a lot of anti-gay lyrics and you know, a lot of homophobias in his music. And when if you talk to these guys, they're kind of hard to reach. You know, they're kind of stiff-necked. And my how I feel is, if you're going to consider yourself an international artist and you're going to go from this country to that country to that country to that country, you better know what's going on in that country before you get there. Because I see a lot of artists come here and the venues in which they're getting booked or in which they desire to get booked are owned by gays and lesbians.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it's kind of a conflict of interest when you're here performing and you're spewing out anti-gay lyrics, and the very venue that you're in is owned by gays and lesbians or someone who is gay or lesbian or what, or a group or whatever, and you're not to mention your audience.
Absolutely.
You know, the people that, you know, that's kind of in the club while you're performing, you know, so think about how back they're going to be.
Sure,
you
sure.
You know, it's like, you know, I don't want people leaving after I've performed and leaving scratching their head wondering, why was I saying all those mean things to them?
Yeah.
And they come in to support me.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, I just think, personally, I think it's bad for business, for reggae artists, for these type of artists that come in and they hurt a lot of good artists out here that, you know, that are still singing about love and unity and different and other social ills, you know, and other social, you know, there's other social things on the agenda that we could be discussing and singing about that will upbuild people rather than tear someone down.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a great segue into this topic called murder music. Let's play track 7 of just a little bit called Done With It, which deals a little bit with that. Again, this is from the Tolerance CD.
In the arms of the angel, far away from here, may they find comfort near. Bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Here, bullying, no, that it's wrong. That may have to mention. Bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Give bullying, no, that it's wrong. No matter if you're a man or woman. Oh, what a one is me a mention. Give bullying, no, that is wrong. Too many young kids are that trying to hide. Scared to be gay, taking for a ride. Lonely and desperate, nobody by them side. Crying out for help, nobody by them side. Tired to get the bully.
I want to ask you about the power of music to affect social change. And that brings us into this topic of murder music, which was new to me until I started to research a little bit of this. But there is a worldwide campaign called Stop Murder Music, and there's also a Reggae Compassionate Act that's in place as well. Uh-huh. And essentially what they're doing is urging the music industry to not promote a certain group of artists who spew out these violent and hatred lyrics toward the gays. Talk to us a little bit about that.
If I could say something.
Sure.
I'm glad you touched on that, because I do what's called the Scene Music Series, and I've been actually, the Scene Music Series is a nonprofit free benefit concert series of world reggae soul music, but it generally is reggae. And when I'm promoting it, it's promoted more so as a reggae festival. And I've just noticed over the years, over the last couple of years in particular, that more people are kind of more backing off of reggae music. They're backing off of reggae music because of what a lot of the other popular artists are doing. And primarily artists that are in deep roots reggae, which has kind of changed the whole message of the genre has kind of changed, and I don't know where that influence came from, because like we were saying earlier, how, you know, when you thought of reggae music, you thought of, the worst part of reggae music was probably someone smoking ganja. Mm-hmm, you know, that mm-hmm. was the, you know, that was a big thing back in the '70s and the '80s, and that's what, you know. And other than that, it was always love and unity and peace among every man, every type of people. Mm-hmm. Where this murder music came from is the influence from gangsta rap and the meshing of the popularity of gangsta rap in Jamaica. And of course, dancehall, which is just dance, you know, more dancey and upbeat reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
those
rhythmic.
Two meshed. So it's like, it's almost like gangster reggae, so to speak.
Wow.
They're still roots reggae. They're still regular reggae artists. So there's a confusion going here now because of this murder music. Because when people say, "Oh, you're anti-gang, you're homophobic," and I'm saying, "Well, where did that come from?" You know, I mean, I've performed at a lot of LGBT events, and I have a lot of gay and lesbian friends. I know. In fact, I just did a write up on. I write sometimes. I just did a write up on Brandy Martell, who was murdered in Oakland. She was a personal friend of mine. And I was wondering why the community was not coming out in droves, and because she was a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, well, why is this under the radar and what's going on? And we, you know, before this type of incident happened again, there are some voices that need to be raised, you know, and especially in the volatile downtown Oakland area at night. It gets really ugly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a, and there's, you know, there's a, it's a big gay community. There's a big gay community there, and there's a big party community that happens. I mean, there's a big party atmosphere that happens in downtown Oakland, where a whole bunch of different groups are mixing at the same time, and you have your gangster type people and so on, and all these different, this powder keg. You know, something needs to be done, because this, right, the Brandy Martell murder was
that was
like the final straw.
Right.
So, you know, something needs to be done. And I guess we, you know, we deal with the city leaders and so forth on dealing with that. But this could happen in any city.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the reggae and the murder music, is that it's me as a promoter and a person that works with, as a singer, as a promoter, and as a person that works with other artists, we're kind of starting to get the door slammed in our face and say, hey, wait a minute, we don't perform murder music. I'm just a reggae artist. Where did this come from? How did the two get to be associated with the one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how did the two come together and everybody's associated with, you know, you're anti-gay, or you're a murder music singer? And it's like, no, that's not what reggae music is all about.
Right.
It's just this newfangled stuff. So people need to really, you know, give it two looks,
mm-hmm.
and see exactly what you're looking at before you, you know, I mean, just like the reggae artist who's singing the murder music, they need to get to know, gays and lesbians before they start passing their judgment.
Right.
And by the same token, before gays and lesbians start saying, reggae music, he's a hater, he hates gays and lesbians. Well, they need to do a little bit more research as well. Everybody needs to open their eyes and ears, and really, and more so their heart and their understanding concerning
right.
this issue.
And that's a lot about education, which both of you are attempting to do. You know, it comes through all forms of media, and just the mere fact that you have the courage to stand up and say, I am who I am, and this is what I do. You've written a letter. We're kind of running down out of time because we could go another hour with all of this. But you have written a letter, Mr. Major P, to Bruce Golding, who is the Prime Minister of Jamaica. Let's play just a little bit of that. We'll play an excerpt of a statement that he made and then go right into a little bit of the track that you wrote as a response to what he said.
Okay.
Yes. Do you, in the future, want to live in a Jamaica where a gay man or a gay woman can be in the cabinet?
Sure they can be in the cabinet, not mine.
Well, they can't be in yours.
Not mine.
No, but do you want to live in a Jamaica where they can?
That comment you utter was not proper. You are the leader. I'm Jamaica. Bruce Golding.
Write you this letter. Make me write you this letter. Time for your leader and stop for law. Write you this letter. Make me write you this letter. That's why Jamaica is under so much pressure. Write you this letter. Boy, write you this letter. Open up your eyes and address this matter. Write you this letter. Make me write you this letter. Stop the gay bashing in Jamaica. That statement why your man was not correct.
And that was to Bruce Golding, then, the Prime Minister. Has he responded at all?
I know I haven't heard anything from the Prime Minister, but I've heard from people in Jamaica in general. You know, like they're saying, what's going on with Mr. Major P? Mr. Major P, don't come back to Jamaica. Don't come to Kingston. We're going to do you this or we're going to do you that. But I'm not worried.
Mr. Good. Major P, in my opinion, and is one of the most progressive reggae artists on the scene today.
I would agree.
And he is definitely tackling subjects that should be dealt with and should be talked about. Music is supposed to soothe you, and it's supposed to be about people uniting, especially reggae music. My whole experience, reggae music was about unity. When I think reggae music, I think unity. And I think people coming together, not people shutting each other off or encouraging to hurt the next person. That's not what reggae music is. It's not what it has ever been. And I don't know how it got to that point. And I think artists that sing that type of music, that ought to be classified in maybe another genre. They ought to have their own little genre or maybe just... we don't want to stop their civil rights or their liberties, whatever.
Yeah, freedom of expression.
Their freedom of expression. But when you start talking about taking someone's life or doing bodily harm to somebody, that's a different story.
Absolutely.
When you're encouraging your listeners to actually participate in something like that, that's kind of deep.
Well, you know what I want to say, too? I kind of blame the gay community in some ways, too. Because one of the reasons when all this junk used to be coming out from the reggae artists, they should have put a stop to it. They should have killed that root. They should have not let it grow.
Yeah.
They let it flourish, thinking it was going to go away by itself. But instead of it going away, it grew and it grew and it started to overwhelm the gay community. And as the gay community, they cannot afford to let this happen again. Now you have a voice in the reggae community. The gay community need to come out now and strengthen that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let their voices be heard, because unity is strength. And that's what we are trying to do. If I'm trying to unify the gay community and show them that, just like with President Barack Obama came out and said he supports gay marriage, the gay community need to be 100% behind Barack Obama. So whatever is happening doesn't overwhelm the gay community anymore. It's about time the gay community stand up, stop being, because that's one thing that hurt me. The gay community, sometimes they let people bully them like they are not in this world. I need the gay community to stop. Stand up. We are all one. We are the same flesh. We are the same blood. The gay community got a voice. Please use your voice. Do not be bullied. Because that's one of the things in the gay community. A lot of, when you see a gay person and you see a straight person, the gay person tend to be timid and backing away. And like he thinks he's not human. You are human. Please stand up. Whatever is on your mind, stand up and say it. Stand up, because sometimes a bully, when you stand up to that bully, he runs away. And 99.9% of the time, these reggae artists, they're all bullies. And you just have to stand up to them. Stand up. Don't let them come in your community and tell you no more that you should be burnt and you should be killed. No. Stand up and tell them, no, we are all the same. We are one. That's what I want the gay community to be. Be unified. Stand up. Stand up. Be proud. That's what I want you guys to do. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I want you guys to do that. Just stand up and say, no, we are not going to be bullied no more. We are not going to take this no more. That's all I want the gay community to do.
We are not going to vote for you. That's what I'm going to do. That's all you need. That's why we need President Obama. Four more years of President Obama. Four more years of President Obama. Does it matter if a Newt Gingrich? Does it matter if a Rand Paul? Does it matter if a Mitt Romney? Does it matter if a Santorum? Democrat American, the time has come. November, and the big showdown for the future of America, Obama a run. Vote for Obama if you want to see the sun. Four more years of President Obama. Four more years of President Obama. What's the matter with the Republican? They are not for the poor, strictly rich man. Most Republican, they are all millionaire. Me promise if you're poor, he don't care. Come on, America, what's happening? Man, what I'm thinking.
You are doing such a fabulous job of walking your talk. And by doing so, you inspire the rest of us to stand up and take grip of our own courage. You were just mentioning that you had been discriminated against simply because someone perceived you to be homophobic, because you are from Jamaica, because you do perform reggae music. And we need the strength of your conviction in our community as uh-huh. well. So thank you for that. What is the message that you hope people take away from not just your music, but your whole life's work? Because I sense that this is your life's work.
Uh-huh. What my main message is that gay or straight, it doesn't matter. We are all one. We are all God's children. And we just need to be unified. We need tolerance. If something is happening, we need to talk about it. We need to break down the walls. We need to build bridges. Instead of having walls, we need to just build bridges. We are all one. It doesn't matter. We are all one. If you cut me, I bleed. And if you cut a gay person, they bleed. So we are all the same. It doesn't matter. Gay, straight, it doesn't matter. We are all one. And that's all I'm saying. And I'm asking the gay community, please, please, I'm asking you, please, and I'm begging you, please, the gay community, please do not be overwhelmed. Please do not be bullied anymore. You got a voice. Use your voice. Be unified. Unity is strength. My main thing is more conversation, less confrontation.
Interaction. Need an interaction with the gay community and the reggae artists. Like, you know, coming up, you should always, if you went to any kind of event, especially earlier when you had the LGBT events, there was always some type of reggae artist there. When this murder music and these type of artists started coming out around, that kind of closed the door. There was just a variety mm-hmm. at an LGBT LGBT event. Now you don't have that. There's that little bit of reggae that seems to always be at, you know, every kind of summer event. You don't see that at a lot of LGBT summer events. Why? Because of this murder music thing. We need this interaction to get back on track, because that you know, that love and unity in the reggae music still exists. And, you know, we need to know who to deal with and who not to deal with. Everybody in reggae music is not singing murder music. We need to weed out those that are, and probably sit them down and have an intelligent talk to, with them.
Yeah, you know, because
we need to continue this interaction in music with the lesbian and gay community and reggae artists.
Well, if there's anything that we can do, and here's just a little bit of a news break in that, we are planning as an Outbeat team and through KRCB Radio to have a benefit concert coming up this fall. We've just begun discussions. We've got a couple of venues that we're considering. So stay tuned for more information, and I would like to personally invite you to be part of that big festival.
It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you.
I would love to be there.
It'll be my pleasure.
Also, I just want one last thing, is that the Scene Festival is coming to Berkeley's Historic People's Park. Mm-hmm. It will be headlined by yours truly, Mr. Major P. The Scene Festival 2012. That's the Tolerance Tour. That's at People's Park, Berkeley. That's going to be August the 11th, 12 noon to 5 p.m. This is a nonprofit a music event, and also a canned food drive.
Okay.
And also AIDS awareness. I didn't get a chance to mention that, but we are going to be dealing with AIDS awareness this year.
Okay.
And hopefully from that point on.
Very good.
Yes.
You can find out much more about Mr. Major P by going to his website, and it's MISTAMAJAHP, like pride, MrMajorP.com. There's a lot of information on him on the web. Can download some of the music. Better yet, buy the Tolerance CD. It's 11 original songs written for the community, of the community's experience. Everything from adoption to Don't Ask, Don't Tell to gay marriage. It's a great CD and something that needs to be in everyone's collection. Mr. Major P and Tyrone, I am just thrilled that you are with me tonight here in studio. This is the beginning of a long, long friendship, I hope, and we'll be doing much more together, okay?
You don't have to hope. You got a friend in me. And the gay community, I want to tell you guys, you got a friend in me. If you want to just reach out to me, I'll always be there.
All right. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Join us next week. Gary and I are going to be talking to Andrea Van Duke from Occidental Center. We've got Sister Scarlett Equality Billows talking about Sonoma County Pride coming up. Next month on Outbeat Music, it's a featuring of the best songs of pride, and it promises to be a great evening. I'm Michaela Kennan. Thank you for joining me. As always, remember to be real, be remarkable, and do keep a song in your heart. Thanks for tuning in.